this is going to be fast. This is hours of content that will need to explain this. I condense that in like a 40-minute talk that I present to a 20-minute thought, and I end up with a lightning talk. So let's see what is going to happen. What I want to explain is what is the sync package and how it's built. I'm going to skip things. The main thing that you have to know is it's based in two building blocks. One of them is atomic operations. Atomic operations are helping for doing things like adding numbers in concurrent way. What it's doing is basically taking the CPU instructions and say, hey, take care of that. So the CPU is taking care of serializing that execution and ensuring that there's nothing happening at the same time. There's no other process modifying the value. The other thing is semaphores. Semaphores is not exactly the same thing as semaphore in computer programming than is in Go. But well, the idea is when you have a semaphore, you have a set of Go routines that one acquire the semaphore and the rest, when try to acquire the semaphore, is going to wait. The semaphores is the way that the Go runtime has to has for blocking Go routines. So whenever the first Go routine leave the semaphore, another one acquire that, and so on. So that's the other building block that we have. And everything in the sync package is built with the two building blocks. So let's start with wait groups. This is an example of usage of wait group. I hope everybody knows how a wait group works. And this is a structure. The structure has a state that is basically a counter and a waiter counter. So a counter of the go routines that you have to wait to finish, and the wait counter is the number of go routines that are waiting, and a semaphore there. So whenever you run a go routine, the main go routine is going to add 3 to the counter, it's going to increase that. Then other go routines come, the main go routine start waiting, other go routines can wait also, and start waiting for the semaphore. So it gets blocked there. Other go routines start doing things, doing done, and in the last done also free the semaphore, and the main go routine keep going. So that's how it's worked. Then you have the mutexes, that is mutual exclusive blocks, but basically it's a lock, and is for set some boundaries on setting variables. And internally, it works with atomic operations on the state that have this locket, woken, starving, and waiter. But the important bit, I think, is going to be the locket one. The locket is what is saying, hey, this mute is locked or not, and the semaphore is used to have control over that. For example, a go routine locked that, and the rest of the go routines is going to, if see the, well, actually,